His mother called you?
Okay.
We're picking up on Mem Vav, Amud Aleph, a couple lines up from the bottom. We had previously discussed the question of whether or not Hatov Meitiv is Daraisa. And the last point that we had discussed was with Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa, who said the name of Rav Teda, that Hatov Meitiv is not Daraisa. How do we know that it's not Daraisa? Because Sharei Poseach Ba Bebaruch, but Ein Chosein Ba Bebaruch. And that's where we ended off last time. So what? How is that a proof? Kedetanya, why don't you read for us, Matthew?
Sure.
Kedetanya, Kol HaBrachos, 1, 2, 3 lines up from the bottom.
Got it.
Just avoiding the inevitable. Go ahead.
Okay, Kedetanya, Kol HaBrachot, Kulam Potech Behem Bebaruch, Kuchotem Behem Bebaruch. Chutz Min Birkat HaPeiros, Birkat HaMitzvah, Birkat HaSmucha, Bracha HaSmucha LeKavreta.
Stop. So what does that mean? The Gemara says, look, there's a rule. What's the rule of thumb? The rule of thumb is that brachos begin with Baruch Ata Hashem and they end with Baruch Ata Hashem. Except for Birkos HaMitzvah. For example, Asher Kishan Mosotov Tzivanu Alan Tila Tulov. Or Asher Kishan Mosotov Tzivanu Lesatek Petitus. Or Asher Kishan Mosotov Tzivanu Al Mitzvah Tzvillin. What don't you find over there? You don't find over there that we're starting Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam and then ending again with Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. That's a Birkos HaMitzvah. And the same thing would be true with regard to, let's say, Birkos HaPeiros or Shehakol. Right? You're making a Birkos HaNeni. You're making just what's called the Baruch HaKitzara. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Shehakol Nehi Vavarom. Hooray Parades. It's not a repetition of Baruch. It's not like there's a Baruch at the beginning, a long paragraph, and then Baruch at the end. So those are exceptions to the rule. We have another exception to the rule. What's another exception to the rule? Bracha smucha chaverta. So that lashon is actually in the Gemara. I'm a little bit surprised that you glossed over it and then only got troubled when you saw the Rashi. The Gemara itself uses that lashon.
Right, we thought it was one of the like a bracha.
Specific bracha.
Like a specific bracha. Like
what bracha would that be?
Giving smicha to your friend.
Oh, that's what you thought it meant. The bracha when you give smicha to your friend. Okay, if you didn't know any better, I guess that's a pretty good guess.
Is there a bracha that you give?
No, I'm not aware of any special bracha. Right? But a bracha, smucha, chaverta.
I missed that.
So what's a classic example of bracha, smucha, chaverta? Anyone?
Benching. I'm not sure exactly.
There is some of that in benching. Shmon Esrei is what I was thinking of, but yes, you have that in benching as well. The entire Shmon Esrei is brachos that are smuchim l'chaverta. Each bracha ends with that bracha to Hashem, l'kinam l'chalom, something, bracha to Hashem, shmei atzila, bracha to Hashem, something else, right? You have the chanan amar v'sloach, Rafei Chalom HaYisrael, so on and so forth. They don't start with Baruch.
First one does.
First one has to. That's not Samach to anything else. So those are examples of Baruch HaSmucha Chaverta. That's a good question. Good. It is Samach to Gal Yisrael in a sense, in the meaning that we do one after the other, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's Samach HaChaverta. There has to be some relationship between the two brachas. But then the Gemara says there are exceptions to this rule. So brachas smucha verta is an exception. Brachas kasaras like brachas hamitzvah and birkas hanenin are exceptions to this rule. Bracha achrona shevikriya shma. Bracha achrona shevikriya shma. Bracha achrona that comes at the end of, you're right? Kriya shma is also an exception. Meaning what? Meaning MS V'yatziv, that bracha that comes after the conclusion of the Shema, it does not start with Baruch.
It
doesn't start, well, that's the question there. It doesn't start with Baruch. So the Gemara seems to be putting that in a category different than Samach Chaverta. Why does the Gemara say we have one category known as Bracha Smucha Chaverata, and then tell me, oh, all the way at the end of the Shema, we also have an exception. Apparently, on some level, there's a Chiddush here. Do you see that? That's an important point to this Gemara.
Right.
No? Okay. Let's bring it in. If you've been not following until now, now's a good time
there's
to start following. There's some Chiddush over here. On some level, this is not just the regular case of Bracha Smucha Chaverata. We have to explain. Either it's not a Bracha Smucha Chaverata, or it is a Bracha Smucha Chaverata, but there's some uniqueness to this particular situation. Are we all clear on the Metzius here? Are we all clear on the facts? Clear on the case?
Yes.
When I finish Shema, and at the end of that blessing, I'm going to say, Gal Yisrael, I don't start Baruch Atah Hashem.
Just by Yitziv.
Right? Yitziv and Acha. The idea of Samach, just superficially described, is that the bracha that samach to the preceding bracha in the list, in the playlist, put it in your terms, you have a playlist. The first bracha in the playlist is going to start with Baruch and end with Baruch. The second bracha, while it does end with Baruch, it won't start with Baruch. It's going to be samach to the conclusion of the preceding bracha. As in the case of Shmona Esrei, you have the bracha of Avos, which starts with Baruch and ends with Baruch. But the next bracha, the bracha of Gevuros, only ends with Baruch. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mechai Meisim. Mechai HaMeisim. Amen. But it doesn't start Baruch Atah Hashem. So why not? Because it's samach to the preceding bracha. Now you have to explain how that works, or why that works, but that's the concept, that it's samach to the preceding bracha, and therefore it does not have its own introductory Baruch.
So in a sort of way, it's like a continuation, just a different subject.
So
the previous bracha
somehow fuels the next bracha. It doesn't have to be related in a content. Yeah.
That's how basically sense. You have a derisive bracha that isn't,
because the Gemara just says all brachas. Okay. Now, then the Gemara lists as a separate case the bracha achrona shebe kriyas shema. So what's the implication? That the brachas of kriyas shema are not berakas hamitzvah, they're not berakas haperos, and they're not brachas mitzvah averta. Now, at first glance, it certainly seems that way, that's the case. Why?
Well, they're after, yeah.
Why would it seem that way?
Because they're listing a whole bunch of different...
More than that, just practically. Where is it? Where is that bracha?
Well, it doesn't function that way.
It doesn't look like it. It doesn't appear that's what's happening here. Why not? Because you have...
Because it's a massive...
You have a massive hafzik in the middle. You have something else that's going on, right? Here.
Yeah.
You have... Habocher b'masher b'yava. Then you have Shema. You know, three paragraphs of Shema, and then all of a sudden he's starting with Emes V'Yatziv, and it's true Emes V'Yatziv ends with Gal Yisrael, but where's the bracha at the beginning? It's an exception. Okay, good. So let's understand the exception now. Let's start with Rashi.
It's an exception to the general
rule that all brachas begin with Baruch and end with Baruch. That's the exception.
Well, I thought we were saying it's an exception within Samach L'Chavreta.
I'm not saying that yet. I'm saying by virtue of the fact that the Gemara lists it separate and apart from Samach Chaverta, it seems, at least at the moment, that it's not an example, Samach Chaverta.
But it is an example.
Well, we don't know that yet. Let's take a look at Rashi.
Sorry,
okay? Let's take a look at Rashi. Everyone has the Rashi, lower right-hand side of the page. Dr. J, you see it?
Yeah.
You got it?
Yafeh. Go ahead, Matthew. You're doing such a fine job. Why not continue?
Kuditania Bechule. Yes, mihen.
What?
He's crazy.
Do you know what v'chulei means?
It's like on and on,
etc.
No.
So what's the problem?
Etc.
No, because I didn't. It was no v. I thought you were gonna. Cause I just
no, it's fine. That's a good quote from the Gemara.
V'chulei.
No, you did a great job.
Okay, thanks.
Kigon.
Sorry, I'm just.
Birkos peros.
Kigon birkos peros. The mitzvot.
Stop. It's like those cases of Birkas HaPeros and Birkas HaMitzvah that open with Baruch. Ve'inu Chosem, they don't end with Baruch. There's just one Baruch. Borei Pi Agafen. Borei Pi Eitz. Shakol Nian Vvaro. Borei Mi Nevezonos. V'chulei v'chulei v'chulei. They simply start with Baruch, or they don't end again with Baruch. Why not?
Taima Mefirish Be'arvei Pesachim.
The Taima Mefirish Be'arvei Pesachim.
The
Gemara makes it clear in Masech Pesachim on Daf Kufay Amar Aleph that what?
Mishum the Kula Ida. Ida.
What? Kula.
The Kula Ida. The Kula Hida Huda.
1 second. Why are you saying that?
What do you mean?
What's the word before Huda?
Ida.
So there's two Aleph's there?
Oh, no, sorry.
1 second. Is that the way you're reading it? You're reading it as two Aleph's, right? They look different,
think so.
Don't they?
Did I?
But yeah. Twice, three times. But don't they look different? Doesn't the letter at the beginning of the word look different than the word?
It's definitely a different word.
Good.
Right.
So it's not an Aleph.
And I pronounced it correctly before.
When you came over to me, you did.
Right, I'm sorry.
But three times now, you did not.
I don't know what's going on with my brain.
Well, just fix it.
Okay. The Kula Chada.
Good. Kula Chada Hoda. Kula Chada Hoda. It's one Zach. It's one Hoda. Meaning there's only one theme over here. I just say Baruch Yagofen. That's one theme. I don't have to say Baruch at the beginning and Baruch at the end. I say Asher Kshom Sosav Tzivon and Alan Tiel Zulav. It's one Hoda. It's one theme. One expression of Hoda. Zehu. I don't need Baruch at the beginning and Baruch at the end. That's why we have these exceptions. Okay, and there's nothing intervening in the middle. Ve'ein hefsek dover, tchina o dover acher, besocha. And there's nothing getting in the way. There's nothing disturbing the continuity of the hodah.
Where's in the other brachos?
Slow. Let's take one step at a time. Okay, right
it's
now.
It's one theme.
It's one theme without anything interrupting. There's no interrupting concepts or trinos, supplications, or the like in the middle. Kula chada hoda, ve'ein ba hefsek davar acher.
Ve'ein ba hefsek acher.
All right, keep going a little bit further now.
Where does it say acher?
Ein ba hefsek davar trina o davar acher.
Oh, okay.
K'mo sheyesh b'kiddush.
Betocha k'mo sheyesh b'kiddush. Ki hu yom tchila mechodes v'hin.
So you have that, right? There are two brachos in the middle of Kiddush because there's other stuff. What's he talking about? Right? There's another theme that's being expressed in the middle. You're not just talking about, it's related, obviously. You're not saying it's wholly unrelated, otherwise it shouldn't be here. But because there's some kind of tchina or davar acher in the middle, then yeah, you need have baruch at the end and baruch at the beginning. Baruch Pragofen is one fluid idea. It's just one expression, one hodah. Baruch Piagofen. Lesatik Pitsitsis. Almitzos Tvilim. Laniach Tvilim. Whatever the bracha is that you're talking about, when it's one idea, one expression of one idea, without any interceding trinos, then you don't need a repetition of Baruch. That's what Rashi's saying. We have to try to explain it, but that's what Rashi's saying. Yes, question. All right. So getting back to Rashi, so the reason why Birkas HaMitzvos in general, and the reason why Birkas HaPeiros, generally speaking, only have one Baruch, and also Chosim with Baruch, Rashi says, based on the Gemara Pesachim, it's one Hoda, and that's it. What about a Bracha Smucha Chaverta? So somehow, the Baruch from the beginning, from the end of the preceding Bracha, will help this Bracha that follows. You don't need the Bracha twice, because you have the Bracha that comes at the end of the preceding Bracha. We'll have to flesh that out further. For example, the Gemara in Pesachim, as long as we're on the point, the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Kuf Dalid Amud Beis. Yeah. Says like this. Kol habrachos kulon poseich b'baruch v'chosein b'hem baruch. Chutz mi birkas mitzvos, birkas aperos, bracha smucha chaverta, bracha achrona shebek yishma, sheyesh mehen poseyach, bebaruch, vein chosem bebaruch. Those are exceptions. Some of them start with baruch and don't end with baruch. Vyesh mehen shechosem baruch, vein poseyach bebaruch. Some end with baruch without starting with baruch, meaning bracha smucha chaverta. This is just the full text of the Gemara from which our Gemara is citing. Okay. Our Gemara is citing from Gemara and Bracha, Pesachim.
Right.
This is the Gemara and Pesachim.
Right.
V'atov meitiv poseich b'baruch. Tov meitiv starts with baruch. V'ein achosein b'baruch. Ayich asreinu. There's no baruch over there. That's the end of the bracha. So then the Gemara goes weiter and says, one second. We have a question. But before we get to the question, let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, why is it that a bracha smucha chaverta doesn't need a bracha? Why doesn't it need a bracha? So Rashi says,
to begin
Rashi actually says something a little different. Let me read that lashon again. Why is it that a bracha smucha chaverta doesn't need another baruch? Shehare potarta rishona, the preceding bracha paters this bracha. Sheniftecha bebaruch. Which baruch is working for that second bracha?
The one before.
What do you mean?
The one before is facilitating the bracha in some way.
The psicha of the bracha.
Oh, the psicha.
The psicha of the earlier bracha. Because these two brachas are samach, now on some level, I understand, that's what you would have thought.
Right.
So I'm pointing out that Rashi is not saying that. Rashbam also seems to learn that way. Rashbam says, bracha smucha chaverta kigon osan shel shmona esrei brachos. Bracha smucha chaverta, bracha achron shebekriyeshma. Afal pisha ein bracha acheres lamayla himena shitka ba bebarach. What do you need? You need a bracha that was maschil bebarach. Sharei mechuber emes v'yatziv al sofal shal kriyashma. Shetoch lismoch emes v'yatziv ach ani Hashem el keichem kedichziv. Yashem el keichem emes hilkoch kechad de bracha richtadamya. So what I think emerges from this Rashi and Rashbam is that the chiddush of a bracha smucha chaverta is that it's like one bracha. On some level, it's like one bracha. Obviously, it's not; they're not actually one bracha. But insofar as this rule of brachas requiring a bracha at the beginning, you have it. Each one of these brachas, according to Rashi, and it seems it's from the Rashbam as well. Look at Shmona Esrei. Where's the bracha for? Let's go back to Shmona Esrei. The bracha of Avos starts with Baruch and ends with Magen Avraham.
Right.
The next bracha, Atah Gibor, starts with Atah Gibor and ends with Baruch Atah Hashem Echayei Mesim. Where's the bracha for the beginning of Gevuros? So we would think, as Matt said, we would think it's the chesima of the previous bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham, because that's the one that's Samach. Rashi's saying no. The reason why this bracha can enjoy the bracha from the earlier bracha is because, yes, it's samach. But you know where the baruch is? The baruch is up here. This is the bracha, the psicha of the bracha. It's not the chasima. It's the psicha of the bracha. It's by virtue of the fact that it's structured as a bracha smucha chaverta. There's a relationship between all these brachas on some level. You're right. You can only get away with this because it's samach chaverta. But you know where the beginning bracha is? It's like we're saying baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech. It's like the distributive property in math. I think that's what it's called.
You don't need
any mathematicians here.
Distributive property. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like you have this over here, and it goes out to each one, right? So that's essentially what Rashi is saying. This baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech is basically being distributed to each one of the brachas.
Right.
By virtue of the fact that each one's samach, it can now be fueled by this baruch at the beginning. It has its own chasima. It needs its own chasima, otherwise it's not a bracha. Right? If there's no bracha expressed here, it's not a bracha. Just say it's something in the middle. It's a big tchin in the middle. But you want to say these are each individual 18 brachas? Fine. They end with baruch. Where's the beginning baruch? They all get the baruch from the beginning.
I like that better in some sense. It's like
you like that better than saying that it gets the bracha from the end? Okay.
It seems like it's like there's some like continuity.
That's what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying essentially by virtue of the smichas of these two brachos, they're now related as one larger baruch. Yeah, it's like the whole thing is in bookends. Right. It's like the whole Shemoneh Esrei is in bookends. Where's the baruch? The baruch's over here. Now each one of these things is a bracha, so it needs its own baruch. But this baruch gets distributed out to all these brachos. That's the benefit, if you will, of having a bracha smucha chaverta, that each one of them could piggyback off the original baruch. That's just the way it works. Now again, I don't think that's the way the average person would look at it and say, no,
I didn't think of that.
What would we say?
We'd say it's writing off the last...
And that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos HaMesachim says...
What's his rayas?
Says like this. So long, Tosfos. I'm not going to go through the whole Tosfos.
I really hate rashes.
What's the matter?
Sorry, it's like an impediment in my learning.
What is?
Rashes school.
You still have a few minutes.
When's your friend going
to Chutz mi brocha smucha chaverta. Pirish lefi shechasima berishona ein tzarech leftoach hashniyah bebarach. What's Tosfos saying?
Lefi.
You don't have it. Tosfos over here. Tosfos say lefi shechasma berishona.
Well.
Chasma berishona.
Right.
Oh my God. Shechasma berishona ein tzarech leftoach hashniyah bebarach.
I said Rabino was like that.
What does that mean? What does that mean? And Rashi, Tosfos is saying that it's not the brach at the beginning, it's not Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Velokeinu Aseinu that gets distributed out to all the brachos. It's the bracha of Magen Avraham, which gives you the baruch for the beginning of the bracha of Gvuros. The bracha Mechayim Meisim is the chasim of the bracha. Where's the psicha? Where's the Poseach B'Baruch? So according to Rashi, Poseach B'Baruch is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Velokeinu Aseinu. You just keep distributing it out. Tosfos saying, no, it's not that. It's Magen Avraham.
Magen Avraham,
right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's factually what he's saying. It's not just Rashi, but in Tosfos, by the way, that are involved in this machlokas. Tosfos HaRash also learned this way right here. Tosfos HaRash and Ar Gemara learned the same way. So what would you say? What's the machlokas over here? How do you... Can we try to explain this machlokas? We don't have so much information, but...
Right. I mean, I would say by Rashi that it leads to a certain continuity throughout all the bracha. It gives them their own individual like identity as bracha, but it still connects them to the original bracha, giving them, you know, like that... Like I'm listening. Throughout all the bracha, because you're connecting to the first one, so all of them are connected to the first one. All of them are an offshoot of like the first one in some sense. So it's, so in that sense, it's more, it's contiguous.
To have like a bracha doesn't have to have like the godliness in it.
You mean shame and malchus?
Yeah.
Well, all these brachas do at least have one. The question is, where is the second one? As we have this rule. The rule is that it has to start with baruch and end with baruch. Rashi says, you know where the baruch is? All the way at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Tells us to say, no, it can't. You can't use that one. It's got to be the chasima of the preceding bracha.
So I will.
Just trying to understand what the machlokas is between Rashi and Tosfos.
So, wait, just to like finish with Tosfos saying... And Tosfos will be saying something more. It's really not so much that they're all connected to the original bracha, right? It's that they're all connected to the, they all share a similar idea to the previous bracha before. So it's.
Say again.
They're all just.
Who are you explaining? Which side?
Tosfos. They're all just more connect to.
You're saying
they're more in line with the previous bracha before. Like all the bracha are a little bit different, but in each one. No, it's like a little...
I mean, that's just not true. You're trying to say that really the reason why it has to be the baruch from the end is because it's more closely related to the preceding bracha.
In some sense, no, I don't know.
I mean, think about it. It's not...
It's totally sheker, yeah.
I'm not saying it's sheker, just that's not accurate. I'm not saying you intentionally said something false.
Stupid idea. I just like.
Well, which one did you think was more intuitive? You originally
thought it was
originally you said it was like Tosos, but you liked Rashi better.
Right, I did like.
So
the
why
idea.
Do you like Rashi better?
I did like the idea better. Because it seems like there's more of a. It seems like it's that lends like a greater connection to all the brachas, as like one entity. You know, it leads. Because you're connecting to the first bracha. It connects them in that sense.
All right. So you know what? I think in order to do this particular machlokas justice, we really have to go through this.
Yeah.
Tosos and Pesachim. So let's table that. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow. In the meantime, let's get back to our Gemara. So this is a good question. What's this machlokas between Rashi and Tosos? It's not really on our daf. So I know guys didn't have a chance to think about it in order to really take a look into that machlokas. That will be further discussion for tomorrow. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow. But getting back to our Gemara, the question is, what happens over here with Shema? Why all of a sudden when we get to Shema does the Gemara say, "Oh, Emes V'Yatziv is an exception"? So Rashi said, "What's the reason why it's an exception?"
Because of different ideas.
Well, let's look at Rashi inside again. What does Rashi say? Do you see Rashi at the top of Mem Vav and Beis? The first Rashi on the next Amud?
Yes.
There are those brachos that are in this list of exceptions.
Oops.
Some of which are Chosem with Baruch, but don't start with Baruch. What's the one that's Chosem with Baruch? Baruch Ato Hashem. Ga'al Yisrael. Oh, damn. Ga'al Yisrael. It doesn't start with Baruch. So look at Rashi. Avi, with me? Kigon bracha hasmucha chaverta shaharei kvar pasach bebracha rishona. You were poseach. There's Rashi again, l'shitaso, by the way. There's Rashi telling you that the bracha smucha chaverta chiddush is because it's poseach bebaruch. Shei kvar pasach bebracha rishona. Ubracha achrona shebekriyashma emes v'yatziv, emes v'emuna. Even though Kriya Shema interrupts in the middle, Abrachos de Lefaneha Smucha. Even though the Shema comes and creates some type of hefsik between the latter bracha, which starts Emes V'Yatziv and ends Gal Yisrael, and the preceding bracha, which ends, at least in the case of Shachris, with what? Bocher b'amo Yisrael b'yahava. Still, this can be considered, says Rashi. Right? The bracha right before Shema, you have Habocher b'mo Yisrael b'yavo. Then you have the paragraph Shema, Yahavta, Vayim Shema, Vayomer. Then all of a sudden, Emes V'yatziv, Al Rishonim, Ezras, Tzur Yisrael, Gal Yisrael. Baruch Atah Hashem, Gal Yisrael. So Rashi says, well, this is really a situation where it's still Samach. Mafsik Bein Taim, Shema is Mafsik Bein Taim. Nonetheless, Abrach Aslafaneh Asmucha, V'havila Asmucha L'chaverta. So what's the chiddush? Why did the Gemara talk? According to Rashi, this is an example of bracha smucha chaverta. Right? What's he saying? Why does Emes V'yatziv not start with baruch? Because it's really samachta chaverta. I'm not making it up. That's what he says. Right?
Yeah.
So if that's the case, samachta chaverta. Good. So if that's the case, why did the Gemara parse this out as a separate exception? Why not just tell me? Birkas HaPeiros, Birkas HaMitzvos, and Brachas Mil Chaverta. Why'd you also throw in an Emes V'yatziv after Kriya Shema? You follow what I'm saying? Or what I'm asking? The Gemara says all Brachas start with Baruch and end with Baruch. Except for Birkas HaPeiros, Birkas HaMitzvos, Brachas Milcha Chaverta, and the bracha that comes after the Shema. According to Rashi, what's the reason why the bracha following the Shema is an exception? Because it's what? Brachas Milcha Chaverta. So why are you telling me, why are you teaching it to me as a separate rule? I'm asking a question. Rashi doesn't ask this. Rashi just says this. So what would you say? What's the difference?
Well, it's right before Shema Esrei, right?
So that's different. We're not even talking about the Smichus Gula Tefillah. That's a whole separate question. But yeah, it is right before Shema Esrei.
No, I'm saying maybe it's saying that Gula Yisrael has nothing. Well, never mind. Well, Gula Yisrael has nothing to do with the Shema Esrei bracha, even though it's right after. Even though the Shema Esrei is right after.
Well, you tell me what's the difference here between this example and the classic example. What's different about the situation that Rashi is describing here and Shmoneh Esrei? Shmoneh Esrei, you have Avos, Gvuros, Vechule, each bracha, one after the other. Kedushas Hashem, Bina, Teshuva. You have each one of those brachas, one following immediately after the preceding. And we call that bracha Smucha Chaverta. So that we know, that the Gemara says, that's an exception. Then the Gemara says, you know what? What's also an exception? Emes V'yatziv. And then you look at Rashi. Rashi explains what's going on there. He says, you want to know something? That's Bracha Smucha Chaverta.
Sounds like Mara thinks it's a different thing.
Not necessarily that he thinks it's a different thing, but maybe what we would think it's different.
Well, it sounds like it's different if the Gemara went out of its way to say it's separate.
But what is Rashi saying? There's a Chiddush here. What's the Chiddush? How is it different? What's not happening in all these other cases? What are you not doing in the Shmoneh Esrei that you are doing over here?
You're not saying another bracha.
You're not saying something else in the middle. You're not saying something else between tshuva and slicha. You're not saying something between kedushas Hashem and bina. But when it comes to Shema, you're saying habochem ha'asel b'ava. And you're saying Shema, and then all of a sudden you're coming and saying emes v'yatziv gal yisrael, and you're saying it's still bracha smucha verta. So probably Rashi's trying to explain this. That's why the Gemara put this in as a sort of separate.
You would think that it wouldn't be Smucha.
That's right. You would think that this is not Bracha Smucha Verta because of Shema. Kamash Malah. No, this is also Smucha Verta, even though there's a whole big text that you're saying in the middle. Why? Because apparently the theme of Shema and the theme of these Brachos is all related. So I don't have to look at it as though there's something here that doesn't belong, so to speak. Not like something that requires me to say another bracha. But that's the Chiddush. See, I would look at that and I would say, that's not a bracha smucha chaverta. You're saying three extra paragraphs in the middle. Shmoneh Esrei, that's samucha chaverta. You end one bracha, you start the next bracha. You end one bracha, you start the next. That's samucha chaverta. But over here, you're coming along, you're saying a bracha, then you take a big hiatus, you're saying three paragraphs, not part of the brachas per se, and then you're going on and you're saying another bracha. But because these are the very brachos of Kriya Shema, these are the brachos of Kriya Shema. It's the brachos before Shema and the brachos after Shema. Those are known as the Birkas Kriya Shema. So the brachos of Kriya Shema, together with the Shema and the bracha after the Shema, that's all Samach. And that's the Chiddush. That because thematically this is all one thing, you could still consider these two things Samach. We don't look at it as though you're taking an intermission over here and starting again. No, it's one continuous flow. Brachos of Shema, Shema, and the brachos following Shema. It's cool. It's like Rashi's Lashon, Kula Chada Hoda. It's all one Hoda. It's all one thing. It's Shema. There's a procedure of Shema. What's the procedure? You have brachos, you have the text, and you have brachos at the end. But those brachos are really samach. When would you not say it's samach? When something else comes in the middle that's foreign. But it's not foreign. This is part of the thing itself.
Is there anything like that?
And Avi's asking, are there any other examples that we have that are like this? I'm hard-pressed to think of one at the moment. Shmoneh Esrei, the classic example of brachos smucha chaverta, you don't have this. Under the chuppah, you have brachos also that are samucha chaverta. You don't have that. You don't have something taking place between the brachos, right? Let's see, for example, the brachos that are recited under the chuppah. Then, Kriyas Hashem. Yeah, you have Shakol Baruch Levodo starts with Baruch. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech Olam Yotzer Adam starts with Baruch. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech Olam Asher Yotzer starts with Baruch, ends with Baruch, Yotzer HaAdam, and then Sos Tasis, Baruch HaSmuch HaVerta. Sameach T'Samach, Baruch HaSmuch HaVerta. And then Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech Olam Asher Baruch Sasam V'Simcha. So you have two brachas that are Samach HaVerta in the middle. There's nothing going on here that's not part of the process.
What brachas of the Torah?
Brachas of the Torah, meaning you read the Torah.
Of the Torah.
Of the half Torah?
Then.
Brachas that you say in the half Torah. Oh, that's interesting. How's that? Let's see how that works out. That's interesting. That's before Masaf. You have brachas that are samach over here, but you don't have a situation where you're not starting with Baruch. Here you're starting with Baruch. In the case of Emetz V'Yatziv, you're not starting with Baruch. Right. So here it's new. It's Baruch HaTah Hashem HaKel Neman, Tzur Kol Alamim. And then you end off Baruch HaTah Hashem HaKel Neman Mechol Dvarav. Racheim is Samach, Samcheinu is Samach, Ala Torah is Samach, and then you end Mekadesh HaShabbos. So 1, 2, 3 Baruch HaTah Samach, but they're being fueled by this Baruch. The Chiddush of Ar Gemara is that you have Emetz V'Yatziv starting without Baruch. Where's the Baruch? Oh, no problem. It's all the way back there. Yeah, so as far as I could tell, there was no other case like that. Okay, that's Rashi telling us what the Chiddush over here is. Now the Rashba, which I had thought we would get a chance to look at, but I don't know if that actually worked out. You guys didn't see the Rashba? All right, so maybe we'll just do it together. Is that okay?
Yeah. Great.
The Rashba also recognizes that on its face, this bracha seems to be just like the regular category of brachas smucha chaverta. So he says, "Kol brachas kulan posechem barach v'lav klolahu." It's not an ironclad rule. Why? Da'ika birkas elokai neshama u'birkas haderech. I mean, he's talking about what we refer to as tefillah sederach. He calls berakas sederach. Utefillah katzara. Vitefillah katzara. Uberakas keshamim. Sheinan smuchos. Vafilu kein ein poschos bebarach. Rashba adds a few other exceptions. Okay. Umistabra the bracha achrona shebekriyashma. Getting back to our case now. The bracha achrona shebekriyashma. The kavasayu. Sheina smucha la bracha shlofnei kriyashma. Sheri kriyashma hafsek beinayim. V'hainu d'tani hocha bracha smucha chaverta bracha achron shbekriyashma. Da alma bracha smucha bracha achron shbekriyashma lav b'nei bekat achada. Not like Rashi. They're not the same. Rashi is saying these are really the same exception, but you would think they're not. So the Gemara has to tell you in a separate category bracha that follows Shema, because you wouldn't think it's a bracha smucha chaverta. Rashi says no. The reason why the Gemara tells you separately is because it's not bracha smucha chaverta. How do I know it's not smucha chaverta? Because what happens in the middle? Saying Shema.
Yeah.
So Rashi is able to explain that away and say, no, Shema is part of the whole procedure. It's not a foreign statement. It's not a problem. Kvar hecherachti was there, b'shili perikam de mechilton, b'shiat ha-shmaya, v'lo kein pirish, sorry, v'lo kein pirish kan Rashi's out. He understands that Rashi is, in fact, taking issue with this. Rashi learning not this way. So what is the Rashba saying? What is the Rashba saying? He's saying, no, it's a different reason. It's not a bracha smucha chaverta. Smucha chaverta can only be on those things that are mamash samach. But over here, it's not samach. You have Shema in the middle. Okay, so what's the reason over here why you don't have the bracha at the beginning? Asher ketshanam, it's also have its ivanu or something else at the beginning.
It's also considered part of the line.
Well, he doesn't say. He says, I spoke about it earlier. So in order to know what he says, you have to turn to Yud Aleph Amud Beis, or his, really I should say, the Rashba's comments to Yud Aleph Amud Beis. And over there he says that it's not Samach. It's not Samach. But you know why there's no bracha that comes before here. This is Yud Aleph Amud Beis. So the Rashba addresses this issue earlier in the Masechta. In the first parak. This is Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Yesha Chosmos Bebaruch the Einan Poschos Bebaruch Kibirkas HaRevna, which is part of the Birkas HaTorah L'Amand Islei Shehi Bracha B'fnei Atzma Tfilah Katsara Birkas Kashaman Tfilas HaDerech. Here he called it Tfilas HaDerech, before he called it Birkas HaDerech. V'chein Bracha Smucha. Now listen to what he writes. Ve'elu Imhein Smuchos L'Bracha Sheish Lan Seder Kigon Bracha Shel Shmona Esrei. It's like one long bracha. Shekol achas kevan she smucha chaverta rishona posachas. But baruch, the first one opens with baruch, like Rashi. Hare ilu kulan kilu poschos baruch. It's like each one starts with baruch. V'chein brachos emtsayos sheva birkas hamazon. Same thing birkas hamazon. Avon hein smuchos ve'en la seder ke birkas shniyos shafnei kriyashma. But what about the brachos that come after the shema? How come there's no baruch over there? What's the resolution over there? Shalfnei kriyashma, the shachas, the arvis. Shilu rotz lahakdim bracha lachaverta makdim ein mekach kolam kedib besamach. Hare il ki ilu me ikron nitgnu lachdom v'sholof toh. V'af hi nikreis kitzara. The koshken emes v'yatziv, shi ein esmucha kedasa g'onim. He says it's not a bracha smucha chaverta. V'ein o pasachas b'baruch. That's not a bracha smucha lachaverta, says the Rashba. So why doesn't it have its own baruch? Why doesn't it have its own baruch? See, Rashba clearly learning it's not a bracha smucha verta. So the Rashba says, "Mashma miha de emes v'yatziv emes ve'emuna einan smuchos lebracha shlofnei kriyashma. Those are not brachas that are samoch to the brachas before the Shema. El kach nitkana meikara shalulav talk baruch lachtom baruch kidekasiv nleil. It's simply the way that it was set up with these brachas without the need for reciting baruch. But why not? Why was there no need for reciting baruch? The Rashba's Chiddush is that you know when you have to say Baruch, you know when you have to start a bracha with Baruch and you have to say, or say Asher Kshamos also of Itzivano, for example, you know when that is? He says that's when the mitzvah and the bracha are two separate things. When the mitzvah and the bracha are two separate things, then you have to have a psicha of Baruch over here. You would need a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem. Masha Enkin Kriyashma. The whole thing of Kriyat Shema is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. This bracha, a bracha, is also Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. So he says it's like the Shema itself is a psicha for the bracha. In other words, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, like you said, it has to have Shem Malchus. A bracha has to have Shem Malchus. That's a Kabbalah of God's sovereignty over the world. You're accepting, you're making an acknowledgement. Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you, Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Master of the Universe, and then you say whatever that you're going to say. Emes V'yatziv, so on. He says over here, you don't need that. You started with the best form of Shem Malchus. You start with Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's it. He says the Shema and Bracha are essentially the same theme. Typically, you make Asher Kashem Sos of Itzivanu, and then you do a mitzvah. So the mitzvah is one thing, the bracha is one thing. But the Shema and bracha are essentially the same. Shema, I want to say, is like the form of a bracha. Brachos, mashma miyon be'emes v'yatziv, emes v'muna, einat smuch, z'brach shalai kriya shema, elakach nitkan minkar, shalol leftoch baruch lachtam baruch. There's no need. There's no need over here, in this particular case, to be poseach with bracha. Do you hear what he's saying? It's a nice Rashba. I mean, I'm trying to skip around to the pertinent parts because it's very long. It's a long Rashba, but it's a very nice idea that he's expressing over here. He's saying that there's a unique exception. Birkas HaPeiros, You need Birkas HaMitzvos. You need. Meaning you need just Baruch without the two Baruchs in the middle because there's no need for it. Brachas Milchaverta also is an exception. You don't need another Baruch. Afapisha also Nusach Katzam Rod Min HaNusach HaMetukan L'misha Omer Ani Hashem Elokeichem K'mo Shem L'mala Vali Nira She'in HaKpada B'Ribu HaNusach Elo B'Madbeya She'tavu Chachamim. There are brachas that start with baruch, but choslos baruch. Yishneker b'chol makom. That's a bracha aruka. Yish minak tzaros sheposkos ve'inan choslos. Then there's a bracha just baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and then you say whatever the idea is. Berkas haperos, berkas mitzvah, berkas hazimon. Yish choslos b'baruch. Then there are those brachas that end with baruch. Gaal Yisrael. What doesn't start with baruch? Kibirkas harevna, like the bracha harevna, and those other things. If they have an actual say there, and the Rishonah starts with Baruch, then they all have Baruch. But he wants to say over here, that's not the case. The case of Shema is not like that. Okay, so listen to this. This is from the footnote here, 343. I'm reading from the Rashban Brachos, Yiraf HaMarav, Ha'ara 343. Look, come on, Chav Tesson Beis. Tosos Psachim Kuftal and Beis, you are Maschel Kol. Kosu Sheb, Tfilos Haderach, Eina Poseches Bebarach, Poseches Bebarach, Poseches Bebarach, Lefisha Eina Ela Shevach Vetfil Baalma. The Talmud of Rabbi Yonah, Betfilos HaMasechta, Kosu, Sheyos Vachosim Ba, Shomei Tfila, Heyos, Tfilos Yerches Brachos, Birkos Shomei Tfila, Smucha Verta Lochashinan. That doesn't really help us. All right, that's a separate issue. But you guys want to try to do a little Rashba inside tomorrow? You want to try to read it a little bit? I'd like you to see inside. I think it'll be a little bit beneficial. Okay, so let me just sum up what we have so far without seeing the Rashba inside. We had two questions that we dealt with. One that we just sort of set up and didn't really delve into, and the other which we explored a little bit. First question was, when you have a bracha smucha chaverta, where is the baruch for the current bracha? So from Rashi, both over here and in Pesachim, we saw that the baruch that we're talking about is the baruch at the beginning of the series. That baruch gets distributed out to all of the brachas in the series. Whereas Tosos says, no, it's not the bracha at the beginning, it's the bracha at the end of the preceding bracha. That baruch works for the next bracha. That baruch, which is samach to the next bracha, which has a chasima, gets a psicha, gets to be posech baruch by virtue of the fact that the previous bracha ends, baruch ata Hashem. We wanted to explain that machlokas. We said we'll leave that for later in the week. The question that we started dealing with was, over here, with emes v'yatziv, what's the unique case of emes v'yatziv? You look at Rashi, Rashi says it's a bracha smilcha chaverta. So why then does the Gemara parse it as a separate category? It should just be brachas of mitzvah, brachas of peros, and brachas are smucha lechaverta. Why are you telling me also emes v'yatziv? Rashi says, indeed, we look at it. It is a brachas smucha lechaverta. So the kamash malan over here was, maybe you think it's different because Shema is in the middle. Kamash malan, no. Shema is all thematically the same as the brachas before and the brachas after, and therefore it's indeed called samach lechaverta. That was Rashi. Rashba says, no, it's not a samach lechaverta. You know why it's not samach lechaverta? Because the Shema is in the middle. So there's another reason why you don't need Baruch at the beginning of Emes V'yatziv, and what he seems to be saying is that the Shema that precedes it is essentially like a bracha, meaning the whole idea of bracha is to be mekabel ol malchus shamayim. The Shema operates in that very way, and therefore in this unique situation you don't need a separate Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam to come before the Emes V'yatziv, because Emes V'yatziv and the Shema are all thematically exactly the same, but it's not, as Rashi would have us believe, a bracha samuchla chaverta. Okay? What I think would be beneficial tomorrow is if we actually go through some of this Rashba. So what I'll try to do is maybe I'll mark off specific parts of the Rashba that we could do so we don't have to go through this entire Rashba. Well, nice Rashba that it is, but it might take us too long. Okay? All right, we'll stop here.
Thank you, Rabbi. I'm not going to come tomorrow.